If any single mode of campaigning could be said to typify the New Hampshire primary, it would probably be the town hall meeting, where would-be presidents throw open the floor to questions from all corners. Some New Hampshire primary winners, think John McCain, have put town halls at the very center of their strategies. But as NHPR's Josh Rogers reports, that's not been the case with top candidates this year.
Spend any time on the New Hampshire presidential campaign trail, and it won't be long before some candidate starts to emote about how the town hall meeting epitomizes running for president. Here's Ohio Governor John Kasich.
You know, I tell people around the country, you go to New Hampshire, you go to a town hall, they poke you, they smell you, they look in your eyes, and then they figure out you ought to be president. Am I right? Do you like this? I think it's great.
So do plenty of other people, particularly people who've been party to years of local presidential politicking, like Manchester State Senator Lou D'Alessandro.
The town halls are what the town halls are. To me, it's a way of life here. We got to keep that. We have to sustain that. And if we ever lose that, we lose a portion of New Hampshire that's vital.
But the idea that a candidate will, in this day and age, necessarily prosper by keeping a schedule larded with town hall meetings is an open question.
The days of the 2000-2008 John McCain campaign, I believe those days are gone.
Mike Dennehy ran John McCain's New Hampshire campaigns, which often featured four town hall meetings a day. Dennehy is convinced candidates will always need to interact with voters face-to-face, but he says a social media-fueled news cycle makes it unwise for a candidate to rely too heavily on the town hall format.
I do think it's still important, but the political environment right now isn't favoring the candidates who are having more town hall meetings.
Nobody has crowds like us. Nobody. Including Bernie, who does pretty well. No, nobody. And the fact is something's happening. Something incredible is happening.
The huge crowds that turn out for Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders have to be seen as positives, but campaign events where attendance is counted in the thousands also present challenges. GOP strategist David Carney says outcomes in tight races can hinge on the quality of the data campaigns rely on to ID supporters and to mobilize them on Election Day. The bigger the crowd, the harder that can be to collect.
You know, when you're, you know, a hot item like those two guys, people show up because they heard about it. They didn't necessarily RSVP, and maybe they sit there and sign in. You know, the question to those campaigns and volunteers and staff, what are they doing with that data now? People in the state who are following up with people.
And whether or not frontrunners are relying on them much right now, town hall meetings are still here. And according to David Carney, a candidate who wants to maximize the benefit will understand the form is evolving.
The modern town hall can have the same positive benefits that a traditional, you know, town hall would have had, except use new technology to determine who you invite and how you invite them and keep track of those who attend and follow up.
Which may not be a sentiment shared by those who celebrate the town hall meeting as a thing of legend, but it's definitely the future. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.